I like to go camping. Do you like to go camping? I'm Joseph. This is Input English. Camping is a popular activity in the United States, but the word camping is a general term. It doesn't give you a great deal of information. It just means that you're probably not in your own home. Camping means many different things to many different people, and there's a lot of variation in the style that people use when they go camping. The first time I ever went camping was when I was a Boy Scout. We went camping on the weekend with the Boy Scout troop, and we had pup tents. I'm not sure the source of these tents. They were made out of canvas. They were very simple, and they seemed to be pretty old. I don't know if they were made for Boy Scouts to use or if they were military surplus. They were very simple. I was given a sleeping bag by my parents, and the camping trip that we had with the Boy Scout troop was a great deal of fun. I can remember a lot of surprises that came along with that first camping trip. I was surprised how much dirt got into the tent. I was surprised how uncomfortably sweaty I got. And I was surprised that I missed having access to a normal bathroom. They had an outhouse, not a bathroom. The second time I went camping was with the family. My parents had decided that on summer vacations, we should go camping to cut down on cost. I made a video about that. My family camped once with a tent. One night, it was a disaster, and they never did it again. It was actually that experience that stimulated my parents to buy a travel trailer. After that first abortive attempt at camping in a tent and the unfortunate experience that came from it, my parents changed their thoughts about camping completely. And for them, camping was staying in a comfortable travel trailer. For those of you who follow this channel, you probably know that this spring, a couple of weeks ago, I went on a trip. I drove nearly 3,000 miles, and the trip's purpose was exploration and recreation. I wanted to have a good time. My wife was not able to go along with me, but instead of canceling the trip, I decided to go solo. One of the places I went was Chaco Canyon, and I made a video about that. I invite you to check out that video about my visit to Chaco Canyon. One of the characteristics of Chaco Canyon is there are no accommodations per se. There are no restaurants, there are no hotels. So when you visit Chaco Canyon, you have a choice. You can go there from a city like Farmington, New Mexico, and drive a couple of hours, visit Chaco Canyon, and then head out going back to civilization. The other option is to camp in the Gallo campground at Chaco Canyon. I have now done that twice, once with my wife years ago before the pandemic, and then once this spring. For this night of camping in Chaco Canyon, I equipped myself with a sleeping bag, an air mattress, and a small single-person tent. The Gallo campground has a bathroom with flush toilets, running water, sinks. There are no showers. My experience camping this spring taught me a great deal, and it has allowed me to either make decisions or determine that I should make decisions about future camping. What I observed is that what I did worked, but it was not terribly comfortable. Sleeping in the small tent in a sleeping bag worked fine. I had no trouble sleeping. I was comfortable. So that was not the difficulty. The problem with a small single-person tent is you can't change your clothes in it. You can barely roll over. And so one of the practical problems going forward is, how do you change clothes? Well, at the Gallo campground, it was easy. I just walked over to the bathroom and changed over there. That worked great. But I was thinking there would be a lot of places in the Southwest that I would like to go, perhaps this year, that are not going to have that bathroom with flush toilets and running water. The places I'd like to go frequently don't have any place to change. And so what I learned is that going forward, I have no intention of sleeping in a single-person tent. You can do that if you like, but my experience tells me I don't want to do that. Now, we have a travel trailer. It's a 25-foot travel trailer, but it's a real production to use that trailer. It's not simple. It gets terrible gas mileage, and there are a lot of places you would not take that trailer because the trailer really needs good roads and plenty of room to maneuver. A lot of the places I would like to explore, the roads are not even paved. They're best described as Jeep roads or Jeep trails. I would like to be able to camp off-road. There are a lot of places in the western United States where government land is available for people to visit. The roads are not necessarily paved, and there are no facilities in a lot of the places I would like to visit. If you go off-road and you camp at a place where it's legal to camp, but there are no facilities, that's called dry camping. Back when we were traveling in a travel trailer, we talked about being self-contained, that is, bringing everything with us that we needed to survive and be comfortable. There are places on government land managed by the Bureau of Land Management where you can simply park your vehicle and camp. It's perfectly legal, it's reasonable, but you can't depend on any facilities to make your stay more comfortable. So where am I going with this? Well, I am investigating options. I've learned I don't want to camp in a small tent. There are a lot of places I don't want to take a travel trailer. And so I'm looking for a middle ground. I'm looking for a way of camping that doesn't have all the comforts of home, is not terribly expensive or complex like a travel trailer, but does not require me to sleep on the ground in a small tent. I'm currently thinking of a small pop-up camper on the back of a pickup truck. The technology of camping has evolved quite a lot since I was a kid. When I was young, camping required people to have a cooler for refrigeration, and then into the cooler you would put ice. You could get ice at a motel, or you could buy ice at a convenience store. The trouble, of course, with the ice is it would melt, so you had to replenish it. And also, as it melted, it converted into water. And so after a while, all the food you brought in your cooler was now floating in this water. Sometimes that water would wind up intruding into packages, and sometimes it made quite a mess. This actually happened to me on my trip to Utah this year. I had a small cooler, and I brought some hummus. that is a dip made out of garbanzo beans or chickpeas. I had bought it at a store. It was organic. It was delicious. And I had a container of this hummus as part of my food provisions I brought. It doesn't tend to spoil easily, but it does need to be refrigerated. On the second day of my trip, it was floating in this mixture of water and ice. And when I pulled it out, I noticed that it was full of water, so I had to pour off the water. Now, that food was not contaminated with anything terrible, but it did point out that I'm not really a big fan of my food floating in ice and water if there was a better alternative. Now, there are small refrigerators that you can use that are battery operated. Now, I don't have one of those small refrigerators, but this might be a good time to start thinking about that for the future. When I was a kid, there was no solar power available. We would have loved to have solar power, but now it's very much a reality, and you can get solar units that will charge up a battery pack so that you can capture energy from the sun and then use it for your own convenience when you're in a remote location and you can't plug in to electricity. Of course, all these conveniences can increase the expense associated with a camping trip. I have to be a little careful to not go crazy spending money on all this fancy technology. So at this point, I'm thinking about options. It may be time to put a camper top on my pickup truck and change my style of camping, because I would like to have kind of an in-between option, not so involved as a travel trailer, a little more nimble so that I can get into places with poor quality roads, but I definitely don't want to sleep on the ground and deal with the difficulties of camping the way I tried it this spring. I'm done with small tents. I invite comments below. What do you think about camping options? If you like videos like this, be sure to click on this one next. See you soon.